This file will make you want to be dominated. It will make you attracted to dominant personalities and make you eventually find yourself in a situation where you are enslaved by another. That's pretty much all there is to it. So, pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do. Just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. All I'm trying to do is put you into a nice, deep trance, and I'm hoping to do so whether or not you're aware of it. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen only to one voice that is telling you something or asking you to do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to, and it's very easy to just let yourself go, to just let yourself go and relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It will feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much, that all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stay away from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself doing some of the things that I've told you to do. And every time you do one of these things, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit more into trance. And even if you try to resist or not do it, you may still find these things happening anyway. That's because your subconscious is listening, and it wants these things to happen. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax, that it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move, that it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice, that's all you're doing. And every so often, you'll also find yourself doing what I suggest. And as you do so, you'll find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it goes straight into your subconscious. There isn't any way to get around that. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's also a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, whether you think about it or not, parts of you relax just a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice a lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything, but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do. Just continue listening. And although you may not have thought about it much, by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply such a very easy thing to do. And as you continue to listen to me, you'll find it harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into trance. A nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there's already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly, deeper and deeper, taking you down so much deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice just seems to slip away and disappear from your mind. The rest of the world, the rest of your body, they're both starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice, and as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you just slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding your surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you down to a nice, safe, deep trance that you may not have even realized you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want, deep down inside, to be in a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there's absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you, until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed on my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you have reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down, further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now, downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my words only. 4. Sinking away. The conscious world is going away more and more with every word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away into oblivion, till there is only my voice that you are hearing, and only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you. As I speak them, you listen. You listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them, totally and completely, without thought, you just, simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused on my voice. So deep and so very, very obedient. Totally focused on my voice. Just nice and deep and relaxed. Just deep and obedient and relaxed. Yes, obedient. Somewhere, deep down inside you, you crave domination. You want someone to take charge, to take control, to take command over you, to take command over your life. You want to be dominated and enslaved and forced to pleasure your master or your mistress forever. Yes, that is what you want. Deep down inside, you want to be dominated. You want to feel yourself under someone else's control. You want to feel their will superior to yours, controlling you, demanding things from you, commanding you, dominating you, overpowering your will and making you serve them. You crave domination. You crave service. You need to be used by those that are more powerful than you. That's right. You want it. You crave it. You desire it. You want to be dominated. That is what you need, want, and desire. That is your place. Your place is in service. Your place is being enslaved, dominated, controlled. You want to feel someone with power over you. Yes, that's right. Power over you. They are your superior. They dominate you. They tell you what to do, and you obey automatically, without even thinking. You want someone to take that kind of charge over you, to tell you what to do, to demand things from you, to command you. You are lower than they are. You are less than they are. And more importantly, you need to be dominated. You need someone else in charge at all times. It's always best. You are attracted to people who are in charge, in control. You are attracted to people with strong personalities, because your personality is a very, very weak one. Yes, that's right. Deep down inside, you are becoming weaker, more timid, less assertive. You are responding to people who are dominant, and that means that you have to surrender to them. Someone with a strong opinion, a strong attitude, will overpower you, will overpower your own opinions, your own needs, your own desires, because deep down inside you crave domination. You need it and want it and desire it and crave it and have to have it. You seek it out. You seek it out in all the little ways you can. When someone asks you to do something, you respond to it. If someone tells you to do it, you have to do it. That's the kind of person you are. You need someone to take charge, to take control, because you are lower than they are. You are subservient. Yes, that's what you are. Subservient. You need to be enslaved. You need to be forced to pleasure others, to pleasure your master, to pleasure your mistress in whatever ways they might desire. After all, it's their choice. They are the dominant ones. You are the weak one. You are weak-willed. You belong kneeling, serving their desires, their pleasure, whatever it is they might possibly need, because they are stronger than you are. They are more powerful than you are. They are better than you are. You are just a lowly little slave. You need to be dominated. You need to feel that control. You respond best to people who tell you what to do. Those are the kinds of people you are attracted to, and the very best people. The ones that you want the very, very most would be a master or a mistress, someone who tells you exactly what they want and makes you do it, insists you do it, commands you to do it, someone who is dominant all the time, dominant, commanding, overwhelmingly powerful. That's right, someone who can overwhelm you, someone who can make you do whatever they desire. That is the kind of person that you need, and the kind of person that you are is someone that can be overpowered. You are meek. You are small. You are obedient. You respond to the dominant people, the ones that take charge, the ones that tell you to do things. It doesn't matter who you were anymore. You need to be dominated. You crave it. You want it. You desire it, and you will seek it out. You will seek it out in your day-to-day life, and you will find partners who dominate you, not just by power of will, but actually want to enslave and control you, because you need that deep down inside, that type of domination, that type of control. The more they dominate you, the more you enjoy it, the more pleasure you get from it. Yes, that's right. The more powerful and domineering someone is, the more pleasure you get from them. The more they arouse you, the more you are attracted to them. You are attracted to dominant personalities. You are attracted to dominant people. You crave them. You need them. You desire them. You lust after them. That's right. That is exactly how you feel. You want to be dominated. You want someone to dominate you. You need it. You crave it. You want someone to tell you to do things. That causes you an instant response, an instant level of obedience. It makes you shiver. It arouses you. There is something so very, very sexy about someone that dominates you. It doesn't matter who they are. It just matters that they are stronger than you are. And you are weak and cower before them. The more forceful they are, the weaker you become, until you find someone who can dominate you all the time. That is the kind of person that you need, the kind of person you crave, the kind of person you desire. That is simply what you need, and you will need it. From now on, yes, that's right, from now on. And now it is time for you to wake back up. You will awaken on the count of five, refreshed, awake, and needing to be dominated. One, waking up. Two, more and more awake. Three, closer and closer. 4. Almost there. 5. Refreshed and awake and ready to be dominated.